Well, unfortunately, it seems as though MS is much more prevalent than it used to be. I think that's sort of a twofold situation. One, there is more incidence of the disease itself, but also we are getting much better at diagnosing the disease. But unfortunately, people still are not necessarily aware of what the disease is, and we want to make sure that people are aware of not only what the disease is, but how the society can support those living with it.
What is MS, and how does it affect the lives of people who suffer from it?
MS is a chronic, often disabling disease of the central nervous system. Unfortunately, it's a very unpredictable disease. We can't tell people what to expect during the course of their disease. Symptoms can range from mild numbness and tingling in the arms and legs to complete paralysis, or even blurred vision to complete blindness. Unfortunately, 2 times more women than men are affected by MS, and people are usually diagnosed between the ages of 20 and 50.
And what is the prognosis once someone finds out they've been diagnosed with this disease?
Doctors can't really tell anybody what to expect during their disease course. The symptoms range not only among individuals, but within an individual themselves. One day you might have slight blurred vision, and the next day you're fine. You might have some cognitive issues and then completely recover from that as well.
What kinds of events will be taking place this week to help promote awareness of MS?
Most of our events during MS Awareness Week are virtual. There are quite a few opportunities for people to get involved with our chapter. One way is to log on to msconnection.org, and you can actually post an image of your connection to the disease. That might be a picture of yourself with a loved one who's living with the disease, or that could be a positive experience that you have had during your disease progression that you think others would benefit from knowing about.
And speaking of positive experiences, one of your most popular events in the past has been the Muck Ruckus, and this year it's being called Muckfest MS 2013. Tell me about that. Are there any other changes besides the name this year?
The venue will change. We are still in the final process of selecting the venue, but everything else will pretty much remain the same. It is a wonderful event, and it is a 5-mile obstacle course through the mud. You will get dirty. There are over 30 obstacles. Some of them are natural, and some have been created by our events production team, and it is a lot of fun. You don't have to be a Navy SEAL to participate. It's family-friendly, and people have a really, really good time.
All of these events take place in order to try to understand and cure this disease. Are we making progress in the fight against MS?
We are making a tremendous amount of progress. 15 years ago, there were very little options for people living with the disease. Now we have 9 different disease-modifying treatments that are available for those living with MS. There is a lot of really good research on the horizon. In 2011, we launched a very comprehensive research campaign called the NOW campaign, which stands for No Opportunities Wasted. And the idea there was to bring all of our research arms together under one umbrella to stop, restore, and end the disease. Stop referring to the modifying of the disease progression or slowing down the progression of the disease. Restoring, meaning to restore lost function, and ending, obviously, talking about a cause and cure.
You can find out how to get more information about National MS Awareness Week and Muckfest MS 2013 on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Kim Deaton, thank you.
Thank you for having me.